School nurses are already seeing cases of flu and strep throat, but in Focus on Technology, hear about a new tool that lets them drill down on the data. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Three Greater Cincinnati school districts and one in Dayton are participating in a national program to track and stop the spread of disease. Nita Nehru is with Kinza, a sponsor of the Fluency Program.
The Fluency Program is our mission in action, really. It's a program designed to help keep communities healthy by curbing the spread of illness within schools, by giving parents, school nurses, teachers more information on what's going around their school so that they can do their best to keep their students, their children, healthier.
Parents in participating districts are given smart thermometers and access to an app that allows them to enter in their child's information and see any illnesses that are going around the school.
Think of a smart thermometer as a hardware piece, which is a thermometer. You take a temperature and gives you this accurate temperature reading. And then think of the app as almost a triage system. So once a parent takes a temperature, they're able to connect to the app and they can see what symptoms their child is experiencing. And the app will give you guidance based on your child's age and level of fever and any symptoms that you input. And it gives you just a little bit more context on what you should do in that moment.
Newark City Schools nurse Olivia Haas is a big fan, not only as a medical professional, but as a parent with five kids.
When I look in the app, I can tell as a parent on the parent end that it looks like there are five people in fourth grade that have the flu, or there are three people complaining of sore throats or fevers. They even have things like they have ones for pink eye. So you kind of get a better idea of what's going around.
Newark parents were able to see how many people had what with over 50% participating.
And it's all anonymous and aggregated. So, for example, you can see that there's three reports of strep throat going around third grade. And let's say you have a third grade child, they come home complaining of a sore throat and you know strep is going around, you're likely to take them into the doctor sooner rather than keep them home and have it get worse. And as far as we know, nothing else like this is being done.
Nehru says getting parents to take their kids to the doctor sooner for antibiotics is helping. The program is nationwide with over 1,400 schools participating. 44 are in Ohio. Kinza and the other sponsor, Lysol, say over 110,000 families have already benefited. Nurse Olivia Haas.
You know, attendance is such an important part of school, but so is keeping our families healthy. So the fact that we can better communicate with families of what's going around, it keeps our schools healthier, and in the long run, it keeps our attendance better.
Fluency's goal is to continue to gather more information about what's going around in schools. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.